Hey, mamas. We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to have a little fun. Yes, you heard me right. I was reminded of this the other day in our group coaching class when one mama was recounting the absurdity of an encounter she had with her husband as if she was a stand-up comic. She literally had us in stitches. Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't change the fact that she's dealing with some ridiculous circumstances and navigating a lot. However, by sharing it out loud in our group, which is a safe space to be witnessed, we were all able to actually see it for what it was and roll our eyes. Then we rolled up our sleeves and helped her figure out next steps and what she was going to do with those circumstances. When a woman feels seen, heard, and validated, she can feel safe and she can calmly see the situation for what it is. In that state, she can make solid decisions and moves. Getting clear about what is yours to control and what isn't is a game changer in divorce and life. It sounds easier said than done initially, but it begins with letting them do them so you can do you. And I've got a few surprising and, dare I say, fun ways to go about this. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation, Let Them Do Them. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce one mother at a time. I call it divorcing differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So, let's dive into today's episode. You know, you are allowed to have a little fun and lean into your sense of humor, mama. Yes, even in divorce. It can be wonderful medicine. It's why getting grounded and safe in your body is so impactful. When you can find ways to support yourself through this process, you can move forward with calm resolve. You can make better decisions, and you can show up for yourself, your kids, and your work in a way that you can feel really good about. You can invoke awareness, curiosity, healing, and maybe even a little laughter while you're at it. You can seize your present moments. You can still feel alive. How is it possible? Well, you take a step back and observe what is playing out. So often, our interactions with our soon-to-be exes are riddled with dysfunction, remnants of an unhealthy dance that we've been dancing for a long time. People don't like when you change the rules of engagement, but that's on them. You can decide at any moment that it's time to retire the dancing shoes. The dance is over. It's time to walk away. The reality is that you don't have to recite a thesis about why you're leaving, or why you're setting new boundaries, or why this is no longer working. It takes two adults to tango, and your ex likely already knows why you want out if they were to be honest with themselves. Far too often, women are taken for granted in marriages. The reality is that some of that is on them, but we are all responsible for the roles we played. Typically, by the time a mama wants out, she is long past her breaking point and there's no turning back. The truth is that you can't soothe the person you're divorcing. It's no longer your job. They now get to do that for themselves. Many of the mamas struggle with things they can't control, how their exes communicate, what they say in front of the kids, how they disparage you, what they say to other people, how they conduct themselves in divorce, and how much they're willing to endlessly fight. It's such a waste of time and also a source of so much unnecessary chaos and pain. But we don't control other people, their process, and responses to things. Ultimately, we realize that much of the pushback of a triggered ex is just their own stuff. A lot of unhealed wounds, feelings, and baggage that gets weaponized. But that doesn't make being the recipient of it easy. This is why getting on solid footing is a game changer. In most cases, we can expect triggering reactions, communications, court filings. It's what we do with all that and how much power we give to it that matters most. Seems obvious, right? But it's often the place women get tripped up. It's hard to let go of this perceived role of fixing and problem solving. Remember, You can't tie up divorce in a shimmery bow, but that also doesn't mean you shouldn't leave. What if you observed all the places you try to fix, control, and make things better? What if you paused before jumping into action and caught yourself instead? What if you simply reminded yourself, "Oh yeah, this isn't mine. Return to sender." It's honestly that easy. And when practiced, becomes second nature. So if your ex tries to lure you into a triggering situation, make a different move. Don't take the bait and let them do them. Back to some sarcastic fun. We often get the mamas in our program laughing when we turn their spouses' names into verbs. In other words, we just say, "John is Johnning." Feel free to implement your ex's name. And last time I checked, you don't control them, their actions or words. I mean, let's face it, if you did, you wouldn't be in a divorce, right? So accordingly, just sigh, shrug your shoulders, roll your eyes, laugh, and let John, John. Let Steve, Steve. Let Karen, Karen. This is really powerful. When you practice walking away from a dynamic or pattern that plays out on repeat, you drain its energy. Recently, a mama who was about to have a court date was bullied by her soon-to-be ex when he tried to engage her by saying something to the effect of, "I'm going to have the last laugh in court. I have all your texts saved." This made me laugh because these are the words of a desperate man running on fumes who doesn't have a leg to stand on. First off, my client doesn't communicate in a way that can be used against her, but further to that, who cares? The judge doesn't care about tit-for-tat arguing between spouses. They care about facts and what's provable. They care about fulfilling your court-ordered obligations and not wasting the court's time. Let your ex try to bait you. Just don't take it. Practice pausing. Practice taking a deep breath. Practice not reacting. Practice walking away, and practice seeing it for what it is. This is also the practice of letting someone else do them and you do you. As I always say, we are each our own full-time job. You can't change anyone else, but you can change how you engage with them. And while we focus on strategies and tools to help you save time, money, and heartache in your divorce for you and your kids, and guide you to become the CEO of your divorce and get back in the driver's seat of your life, to divorce differently is to harness the power of your intuition and to learn how to trust it. There's a wise woman in there ready to be unleashed. She's not trying to control anyone. She's trying to transform how she experiences life, heals, and becomes. And I'll leave you with these words by Mel Robbins from her latest book, The Let Them Theory. Stop wasting your life on things you can't control. If you're struggling to change your life, achieve your goals, or feel happier, I want you to hear this. The problem isn't you. The problem is the power you unknowingly give to other people. When you say let them, you're freeing yourself, mama. Thanks for listening to today's episode. But more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.